I'm Jack Lessenberry. Here's something we seldom realize, but which incessantly fascinates me. You know that for some time microbreweries have been all the rage. But in fact, we live in a world full of microcultures, which we like to think are more or less interwoven into whatever passes for mainstream culture. Increasingly, however, there seems to be less and less of a common thread. During my professional career, I've come to learn that people who work in news operations, especially editors and managers, are often curiously blind to this. If you're putting together a regular news broadcast or a newspaper or a report of some sort, you're necessarily trying to impose a manageable order on the world. Editors don't think that way at all. They think they're engaged in the business of finding out the most important, interesting, and relevant news, distilling it into a manageable package, and delivering it to people so that they can make sense of things. Newspaper editors and news directors tend to be extremely well-informed and well-rounded people with a broad grasp of the sweep of events, except that what they miss is that most people don't see the world that way. The other night I was at a birthday dinner in an odd restaurant called the Mule Foot Gastro Pub in a rural area of Michigan's Thumb. There was a table in back where a group of men were having a long, intense discussion with faces that reminded me of Hollywood portrayals of the American High Command during the attack on Pearl Harbor. They were clearly discussing something very important, but which the news seemed to be very bad. Being curious, I managed to slowly walk by their table on the way to the room set aside for those who, like me, drink large amounts of coffee. Turned out they were talking about the complete collapse of the Detroit Tigers bullpen and what should be done about it. My guess is that they were only dimly aware of most of what journalists tend to think are the major issues of the day, other than perhaps our crumbling roads. They could, however, just as easily have been talking about breeding beagles or quilting. There's nothing wrong with that. There's far more to life than worrying about who's going to be nominated for president next year. However, what I worry about is this. 30 years ago, most of us got a coherent daily picture of reality from a newspaper and from nightly national and local news broadcasts. Nearly all shared a similar view of what news was. That may have been a flawed and too narrow view, too heavily shaped by middle-aged white men. But you could assume people had similar sets of common knowledge. You cannot assume that anymore. Only a small minority regularly reads a daily paper or watches nightly news broadcasts. Almost no one, under 40, does. That could be part of the reason why we find it so hard to get a consensus on solving any issue. Any successful society needs common assumptions and, to an extent, what I call common intellectual furniture. We've lost some of that due to the decline of mainstream media. Finding a way to get it back may be more essential than we know.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.